Good morning. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khaleda Zia passes away in Dhaka. India poised to become $26 trillion economy by 2047-48, with per capita income exceeding $15,000, says Ernst & Young report. US President Donald Trump meets Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Florida to discuss next phase of ceasefire plan for Gaza. Russia claims 91 Ukrainian drones attack President Putin's Novgorod residence. And in women's cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in 5th and final T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram this evening. And now the news in detail. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khaleda Zia passed away at a hospital in Dhaka this morning. She was 80. This was disclosed by BNP in a social media post. BNP's media cell said Khaleda Zia died while receiving medical care at a private hospital. Khaleda Zia, a two-time prime minister, was one of the most prominent figures in Bangladesh's politics for decades and served as BNP chairperson for many years. We have more on this from our Dhaka correspondent.
Doctors said she had been in an extremely critical condition and was on life support. She had been receiving treatment at the private hospital for more than a month after being admitted with severe infections affecting her heart and lungs, along with other complications. A two-time prime minister, Khaleda Zia was one of the most influential figures in Bangladesh political history and led the BNP for decades. Her death marks the end of an era in the country's politics. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashvani News, Dhaka.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of former Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Begum Khaleda Zia in Dhaka. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, as the first woman Prime Minister of Bangladesh, her important contributions towards the development of Bangladesh as well as India-Bangladesh relations will always be remembered. The Prime Minister recalled his warm meeting with her in Dhaka in 2015. Mr. Modi hoped that her vision and legacy will continue to guide the partnership between the two nations. India is projected to become a $26 trillion economy by 2047-48, with per capita income exceeding $15,000, nearly six times the current level, according to a report by Ernst & Young. The report said several key growth enablers uniquely position India to strengthen its standing in the global economy over the next decade and beyond. India is expected to overtake Germany and Japan to become the world's third largest economy after China and the United States by 2030. India has already attained critical mass as the world's fifth largest economy, largely due to its economic liberalization policies. The report noted that India's growth projections remain the highest among major global economies over the coming decades. US President Donald Trump met Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at his Florida residence to discuss next phase of ceasefire plan for Gaza. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, Mr. Trump praised Mr. Netanyahu by calling him a wartime prime minister and extended his full support to Israel. Mr. Trump further said that the Hamas will be given a very short period of time to disarm to move to the second phase of his Gaza peace plan and that Israel has 100% lived up to the plan.
We talked about Hamas and we talked about disarmament, and they're going to be given a very short period of time to disarm, and we'll see how that works out. Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be in charge of that from our side. But if they don't disarm, as they agreed to do, they agreed to it, and then they'll be held to pay for them.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu called his meeting with the U.S. President very productive. Addressing the press, Mr. Netanyahu said that the Trump administration has achieved remarkable things in West Asia, and his leadership changed the previous conception of America's entry to the West Asia region.
You know, people said there was a different conception at one time, which means that America can advance its interests in the Middle East if it opens a lot of daylight between it and Israel. And President Trump has done the exact opposite. He's achieved remarkable things in the Middle East because we've worked together.
Russia has claimed that Ukraine targeted President Vladimir Putin's Novgorod residence with 91 drones yesterday. On the other hand, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has rejected these claims by calling it a fabricated story. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump held a telephonic conversation with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, yesterday, just one day after his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. We have a report.
During the conversation, Putin claimed that Ukraine launched a massive overnight drone strike involving 91 drones targeting one of his presidential residences in the Novgorod region. Trump expressed outrage over the allegation, calling the move not good, and stated that such an attack on a leader's home crosses a line, especially during sensitive peace negotiations. On the other hand, United Arab Emirates has also strongly condemned the attempt to target the residence of Russian president and denounced this deplorable act and the threat it poses to security and stability. In a statement, the UAE's Ministry of Foreign Affairs affirmed that their solidarity with the President of the Russian Federation as well as with the government and people of Russia, and also reiterated his unwavering rejection of all forms of violence aimed at undermining security and stability. Shagun Chopra for World News.
This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back to World News. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the United States has launched its first known land strike in Venezuela, targeting a major coastal facility used for drug trafficking. Speaking to reporters at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, Mr. Trump described a major explosion in a dock area where boats are reportedly loaded with narcotics, stating the site is no longer around. While Trump confirmed that U.S. forces knocked out the facility last week, he declined to specify whether the mission was carried out by the U.S. military or through a covert CIA operation. This escalation follows months of U.S. naval strikes on boats in international waters and marks a significant shift as the administration moves its Southern Spear anti-drug campaign in Venezuela. In a historic first, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres released his 2026 New Year message in Hindi, marking a major milestone in India's efforts to expand the language's reach at the United Nations. Alongside a Hindi text version and a video featuring Hindi subtitles, Guterres delivered a stern warning about a world surrounded by chaos and uncertainty. He urged global leaders to shift their focus from military spending to development aid, arguing that true safety comes from fighting poverty rather than funding wars. By issuing the message in Hindi for the first time, the UN highlighted its commitment to human unity while calling on the international community to prioritize peace and global development in the coming year. Bangladesh High Commissioner to India, M. Riaz Hamidullah, reached Dhaka last night after being urgently summoned by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs amid recent developments in Bangladesh-India relations. Leading Daily, Pratham Olo, citing diplomatic sources, reported that the High Commissioner was recalled from New Delhi for consultations on the current state of bilateral ties and travelled back shortly after receiving the message. On to sports now. In women's cricket, India will take on Sri Lanka in the fifth and final T20 International at the Greenfield International Stadium in Thiruvananthapuram, Kerala today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Harmanpreet Kaur-led women in blue will look to clean sweep the series as they are already leading the five-match series with an unassailable lead of 4-0. In chess, India's Arjun Erigaisi finished day one of 2025 FIDE World Blitz Chess Championships in Doha, Qatar as table topper. With 10 points in the 13 rounds played, Arjun is currently leading the open section with Maxim Vachier-Lagaf and Fabiano Caruana. And before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP chairperson Khalida Zia passes away in Dhaka. India poised to become $26 trillion economy by 2047-48, with per capita income exceeding $15,000, says Ernst & Young report. US President Donald Trump meets Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Florida to discuss next phase of ceasefire plan for Gaza. Russia claims 91 Ukrainian drones attack President Putin's Novgorod residence. And in women's cricket, India to take on Sri Lanka in 5th and final T20 International in Thiruvananthapuram this evening. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.